This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal with tomorrow's news today.
The jobs report is something that, you know, 8:30 on the first Friday of the month, various different economists, pundits, journalists, we all get together, we look at it.
That is Tara Sinclair from Georgetown University with the setup for our series, Kai Explains.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
You recently asked what's going on with this economy.
So how do these two concepts work together?
The jobs report is technically called the Employment Situation Summary, and in it we get the number of new jobs added to the economy in the prior month, as well as the unemployment rate. Sarah House is chief economist at Wells Fargo.
So we're actually talking about two reports. So you have the payroll survey, which really measures what's happening in the labor market from the perspective of businesses. And then you have the household survey, which is really more the view from workers.
So two surveys, two different measurements. The payroll survey, sometimes called the establishment survey, is literally government statisticians going out and asking companies if they added or cut, I suppose, jobs.
You also get a lot of detail on which industries are hiring in the payroll survey, as well as how many hours people are working and what's happening with wage growth.
So in August, the payroll survey told us that the economy created 130,000 jobs and average hourly wages went up 11 cents.
It encompasses about 140,000 businesses, and so that reflects the experience of about one-third of employees.
Spread across about 700,000 individual workplaces in this economy. So that's the payroll survey. The second part of the employment situation summary is the household survey, whence comes the unemployment rate, which in August, you might remember, you might not, 3.7%.
You get much more detail in that survey than you do in the payroll.
The BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, calls 60,000 households with a list of more than 200 questions.
They're going to ask you if you worked during the week that contained the 12th of the month for pay.
That's what's called the reference week, by the way, the week that contains the 12th. And then if you were working, they're going to ask,
if so, how many hours?
And if you weren't working,
were you looking for work?
If you're not working but looking, they count you as officially unemployed. That household survey also counts people who might be left out of the payroll survey because they don't work for companies.
You get people who are self-employed. You get household workers.
Housekeepers, nannies, for instance, right? Two more quick things before the September report comes out tomorrow, which is, of course, the first Friday of the month. One, no matter what the actual news is,
you have to be really cautious how you interpret any single monthly move.
Trend over time, people. You have heard me say that before. But thing number two, and this is my personal favorite part of the jobs report, is that there's a margin of error.
The BLS is only 90% confident that the number that they report on Friday will be within 100,000 of the actual job change we saw that month.
Also, because this has somehow become my jam, which I guess says something about me, the margin of error on the unemployment rate is plus or minus 0.2%. So now you know. Let us know what you want us to explain next. You can do it at marketplace.org, or you can hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Kai Rizdal, K-A-I-R-Y-S-S-D-A-L. They make me spell it.